Thank you. extensive East Coast tour. We're now doing a way along the South Riviera tour, and we are going to end up on the West Coast tour of England. Skegness, it's the East Coast. But it just sounds a little bit, East Coast, New York, Boston, Philadelphia. Skegness, it's fine. Skegness is fine. We've been there. It's freezing. We made it. So we're pleased to be here. We're close to home. Next week we're going to be in the studio doing an album all next week. So it's cool and we're glad to be here. Thank you. Now, let me just clear one thing up. This is I got very, very nervous when I had my cup of tea in the foyer. Hang on a second. I notice that in the month of January, there are two Jethros in the program. Now, we aren't funny. Okay? So this is a good time to get a refund if you're here on the wrong night. It did happen actually in Birmingham when Tol was doing a gig at the NEC. There was a quite elderly couple from the West Country, of course, in the front row, and they, sort of looked a little bit bemused. They were sitting there smiling, but they, not particularly clapping, but they're okay. And the next day in the Birmingham Mail, there was an article saying that a couple of people had been to see Jethro. They quite like the warm-up band, but were quite disappointed when the main act didn't appear. That's how they figured it out. Right, okay. Well, I better shut up. Here's a couple of Jethro Tull songs. Jethro would have a joke about that. Something about drooping. Anyway, luckily I'm not a comedian. Well, some people think I'm certainly not a musician. I don't do that rubbish. Now, interestingly or not, I ask most audiences a thing about the Beatles and the Stones, because I reckon people of my generation and maybe younger generations like one or the other. So I have to ask you, I can't see a thing, but maybe if you put up your hands, who likes the Beatles? Oh, I can see it. 32. Rolling Stones. You've got two hands up. Nice try. 71. This always happens, I have to say, because I made a very bad choice and I thought we'd do a version of a Beatles song. Thinking everybody go, oh, the Beatles, yeah, we all love the Beatles. But apparently you don't. So let's just say, if Keith Richards had written this song for the Beatles, it would sound a bit like this. And then maybe you both be happy.
Thank you.
This is a short excerpt from an album that you've probably heard many, many times in recent years too, but this is my favourite little sections from it, so may I indulge myself in this little bit of music. Thank you in advance.
Thank you.
telling the rest of the band what song we're playing next. I'm not doing it on purpose, just because I know, and they don't. So here's a song, I'm going to announce the song. It's going to really help Dan, because it's his song. Now it's called Love Is Why We Came Here. That is a different song. This is completely, Love Is Why You Came Here. See, that's so different, because we know why we came here, because we love you. We really do, but why you came here, I've got no idea. Probably because you thought it was Jethro. So here's Dan, and I hope you enjoy. He's one of his great songs. Dan Crist.
She takes the hard way. First year she had to fly. She's never seen it. She's never seen the sky. You took a long way. Chances can pass you by. You've never been there. You never thought that you'd be where. The chances are more to see ya. Could you never tell?
There's sort of three elements. There's, it was Jethro Tull, as it was. There's Jethro Tull with one member in that's sort of perilously close to being a tribute band. You're sort of right on the edge. Could be not. And then there's tribute bands, which is perfect because they know exactly what they're doing. So I'm sort of living sort of dangerously on the edge, which is why we do a sort of quirk way of our influence of Jethro Tull songs and some other stuff as well. So here's another one that I rearranged. It's called Song for Jethro. Merchandising to be bought, and here you shudder at the name merchandising. But it's out in the lobby. It's a live album that we recorded in the middle of last year, and it's basically the live show with some other tracks on it, recorded in the studio. It's out in the foyer for sale, and amazingly, I'm giving away free programs from last year. That's not much of a deal, is it? Yeah, how stupid is it? You know, you learn lessons, never put a date on anything. So it's 2014, I thought I'd cross him off the four and make him into a five with a Sharpie, but my wife wouldn't let me. So they're free, and so please help yourself to one of those, whether you buy a CD or not. But we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to take a 20-minute break, and hopefully you'll come back and see we've got a lot more music to play you in the second half, so hope to see you then. Be cool. song by Steve Wilson, who's been doing a lot of Jethro Tull remixes, so I think he deserves to have a nod in his direction. He's a great songwriter. That was a song by Porcupine Tree. Really, really nice band. Okay.
Oh, Father, I in heaven, smile down upon your son, who's busy with his money games, his women and his gun. Thank you.
was a bad man. He was a drinker. He was a womanizer. He was a musician. I applaud him. His name was Robert Johnson, and he left us some great music. He sold his soul to the devil, and as rumor has it, and his crossroads. Alan Thompson is a fine slide guitar player, and I thought it'd be really nice if he played a bit of slide for us, as he does on all the gigs. And this one features him, and I wrote a little bluesy thing for him to play on, and therefore I have to. play bass, and that's the end of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. drums, slide guitar and bass. George Lindsay on drums. And Dan Crisp on vocals, bassoon, guitar. Well, thanks for coming along. We'll be at the front there after the show, and anybody wants a CD signed, we'd be delighted to do it. But before that, long before that, we're going to leave you with a blues. This is a really slow blues. for coming along. Thank you very much.